Yes, a very good afternoon to you, or good evening to you. I hope your day went well. I hope whatever you were doing today, you managed. I hope your proposal was accepted. I hope it was reviewed. I hope you got the feedback. I hope that the presentation you did today, man, they were listening and they paid attention, and hopefully they will come back to you. That the product that you pitched, that innovative system or software that you have created, I hope is getting the attention it require. That video you posted on YouTube, that audio that you did, that song that you produce, that t-shirt you have created, man, I hope it getting the positive and the negative feedback, because all of them are good. So welcome to the business and economic segment. My name is Kanjeko Kamekulunkwanyoka. Yes. I am not an entrepreneur. I keep saying this. I'm not an entrepreneur, but as I keep growing and as I keep being exposed and being in certain rooms, I get to understand and appreciate what entrepreneurs go through and what entrepreneurs do. So thank you so much, colleague, for everybody who listen here. And if for many of you who listen here, you will get to understand that every aspect of the business and economic segment of BES is just literally aimed to improve the environment that we operate in. And one of the things, or one of the people that inspired this show, is that it's entrepreneurs, it's innovators, man, it's people who are producing or coming up with ideas and coming up with the product. I want you to understand the whole vision and the whole inspiration of behind this program and me turning up every day to do this thing. It's entrepreneurs. It's entrepreneurs. I know back in the days we called them businessmen and businesswomen. Yes. The collective term is entrepreneurs. People who make things happen, people who change things, people who deliver, people who bring us the best ideas, the best solution, and the best product. And people who solve problems in our society, they are entrepreneurs. And together with investors, they make things happen. They make our society, they make our lives better because they keep innovating and they keep improving. So today is an appreciation day for entrepreneurs and to enablers. And for those who create and facilitate trade and entrepreneurship to happen in the country, I'm here to appreciate you today. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to criticize. But I have been now sitting at the certain places and certain rooms. I have been exposed, and I've been less, and I have seen, and I have, man, I have experienced what you guys go through, what entrepreneurs go through, and I. Man, I'm gonna say this to those who do not understand. I think we have to appreciate our entrepreneurs. I think we have to salute our entrepreneurs. I think we need men to lay down a red carpet for them. I think we need to slaughter a goat when they come to visit. Guys, entrepreneurs, they go through hell, if I may say that. And I'm saying this because, all over the years, I have demanded so much from entrepreneurs. Even now, all of us are demanding so much from entrepreneurs. And I want to correct everybody. Do you know that when you are saying that something should be done, a road should be constructed, electricity is expensive, water is expensive? Do you know what you are saying? I know we were believed to think and to rationalize that it's government that they solve a problem. That is a lie. Government is a facilitator, it's an enabler. It creates an environment for entrepreneurs to flourish. So every dream and every request and every ask that you have and demand, you are literally asking entrepreneurs to deliver. But because we have been structured and wired to think government creative solutions, we ask a government. And I want to correct everybody, everybody. It's not the government who solve problems. It's not the government who create the solutions. Everything that the government procure is created by an entrepreneur. So I want you to understand that when you are demanding for something to be done, for a solution to be created, for a problem to be solved, it's an entrepreneur. It's an entrepreneur and an investor who come on board. So we have to understand what they do in our society, in our community, so we can appreciate them. so we can give them their flowers. I know our respect to business people, and it's not because they have created the solution is what I've realized. No, we give them respect looking at the status, looking at what they are wearing and looking at the vehicle that they are driving. I really, really don't care. But guys, I've realized what entrepreneurs have done for me, what they've done for the society, what have they done for the country. And I think we should have an appreciation day for entrepreneurs. And again, we should not forget one person, the enablers. The enablers can be an investor. The enabler can be a policymaker. The enabler can be the technocrat. The enabler can be that person who understands the procurement and give the tenders to entrepreneurs. The enabler can be their bank, can be a financier. Anybody who listens to entrepreneurs. Even the consumers who get to support our local entrepreneurs, they are enablers. And man, I appreciate entrepreneurs. And I appreciate all of you enablers. I appreciate all those that are opening doors for entrepreneurs to enter, for entrepreneurs to solve problems. They need you to open the door. They need you to facilitate. They need you to enable. You know, we are all allowed to learn, unlearn, and relearn. We are all given a platform to understand what happens in our economy. And I think all of us now are at a certain level to understand what gets to be done in an economy. I don't think any of you have an excuse. Eagle FM has done a great work, and I'm saying a great work, to facilitate a conversation for you to understand what happens in an economy. So there are no excuses for you not to understand that your village is a supermarket. Your village is a transformer. Your village has a road. And I want to correct all of you. The person who deliver, the person who do the work is an entrepreneur. Government only spend money. We need to know. I want us to start treating that young boy, that young child, that girl, that madam, that ma'am, that sir who is sitting across the road selling. I want you to understand that the person in your street who is selling tomatoes, who created a tuck shop. Look at the conveniency. Look at the conveniency they have created for you. Look at that boy in the middle of the street who sell airtime or selling oranges, selling nakis to you. You know, look at that people across the road who are selling Capano, selling Fed Cook for you. And guys, I want to say this. I appreciate me a small and micro entrepreneurs. And I wanted to present to do a show that one day now, I've been broke for a month. Like, I didn't do well with my finance or things didn't go well. And I realized, every day when I go to work, when I go to clean window, because I have to pay double, I pass by the meme there. I buy my two Fed Cooks for $2 and a jug of oats, a slice of jug of oats that I put under my junkies. And I did it for a whole week. You know, at the end of the week, I realized like that. To my ancestors and to the creator of the universe, if there was no that particular vendor, will I have survived and had ate lunch? Because in the shop, lunch in Windhoek, the minimum it will cost you $50. Lunch in Windhoek, it will cost you $50. But all I need is just a $20 for 2 weeks. Two Fed Cook for me and a slice of jagavos. I just slice them and I put them together and I eat them like a burger. And when I go to my office, you know, I just make coffee because I carry my coffee and my sugar. So I did that for the whole week. And at the end of the week, I did some work and I got an extra 500. And I was there like, guys, yo, I have survived. If it was not for that micro entrepreneur, that madam who saved me Fed Cook for lunch because I cannot afford the $50 lunch. If you go in a shop in any restaurant in Windhoek for food, I don't think in a restaurant you'll afford anything of $50. No, unless it's Fed Cooks. Or one piece of meat. But I'm a tall man, big man, big African man. We eat big plate. So, and all these smaller things that I get to observe and see every day. And how entrepreneurs make my life easy. And how my micro entrepreneurs supply me with the convenience. Because from now, from work, when I leave, I just go in my street. My tomatoes and my onion, I just pick from the street. And during any particular day when I want mas banger, I just go to Simon and say, who at the other side, and I buy my three mas banger and I can cook. I don't need to buy a box. I don't go to go to Namik and buy a box. No, I just need fish for that particular day because I love fish. But I don't need to buy a box. So they created so much convenience for me. And for you and me not to understand and not to appreciate what entrepreneurs, whatever stage they are, what they do for us. You know, I know they are standing across the road. I know they are renting in a smaller space in Vanille. Wherever you are finding them, at whatever stage, I know they are driving a cab. I know they are driving a tractor. I know at whatever stage they are. I want you to understand that, guys, we need to appreciate entrepreneurs. And let me go on what actually inspired this particular day for me to say to all of you entrepreneurs, whether you are ordering with me, whether you are selling FedCook, whether you are selling a software, whether you are making copies, whether you are pitching a $1 million contract, whether you are supplying whatever you are supplying, I appreciate you. And what motivated, what inspired my conversation today is that for this month, I have been in probably 5 offices, big offices. I got the chance to meet big things. I get the chance to see bigger things, you know, and sit at the places where I'm like, yo, you know. But one of the most significant one was I went to Hyosub Mine. To hear some mine with this lady, she's an entrepreneur, and this was pitching something. And that's when I realized, like, guys, entrepreneurs are the most courageous people. Because how will I ever go to hear some mine? How will I ever go to that mine? Like, and for you guys who have been at that mine, you will get to understand the sophistication, the security, and the high-level stuff. And this one person, one individual, courageous individual happened to go there by herself. And she sat in front of people who are educated, you know, technical people. And I look at this lady, I'm like, yo, man, I love you so much. And I respect you so much. I know she's an older person than you, but I just looked at her doing her thing. And the ability for her to summon a whole team of educated people just to pitch her idea. Man, I was like, yo, man, why we do not respect entrepreneurs? Because I look at her in her element. I look at her do her thing. And her trying to do what we most of us can't do. That I am a Namibian and I want to do this for you. I know I'm a lady, but I'm capable and I want to do this for you. And, you know, and it's just like, yeah, this is amazing, man. You know, and this is what I do not have. I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm not courageous. I'm not innovative. I do not have the nation at heart. And I look at what she wanna do. I look at what she's pitching. And I look at what she's going to create in our community if she's got such a tender. And that's when I realize, yo, When Jesse Hanosik is all over the place, speaking like a very emotional person, now I understand you. Now I understand when Nita is organizing all this pitch event. Now I understand you guys. Because being an entrepreneur is not easy. Ordering your things from China and going through hell, product not coming on time. Guys, I appreciate you. And in many circumstances, I never understood what you go through. I never got to understand what you go through. I know I've understood it a little bit. That's why I make me come here every day to do this thing and to call on policymakers fighting some fight that I don't want you to fight. But I never understood it to the highest level that I do now. You know, I'm also sacrificing a piece of me because of what I understand what entrepreneurs go through. I know, guys, mentioning that the Simeon on air is not easy. Mentioning that Alwendo on air is not easy. Mentioning this very powerful men and women is not easy. It's my life on the line. I don't know if I will ever get a job in government. I don't think I will ever do that. And it's not because I'm a bad, I hate them. I just have realized what they can do for entrepreneurs. Because I remember when I used to write, I was actually sued like 5 times because of what I've written, because of powerful people. So, but as I get to understand what entrepreneurs go through in Namibia, I get to do this every day. I get to come here and shout, scream, educate, highlight, whatever, man, whatever you are picking or learning from it. But it's because I'm starting to see and understand what entrepreneurs need. And it's not because myself I'm an entrepreneur. No, I call myself an investor. I call myself as an observer, as an analyst. That's what I get paid for. And I also get to understand the risk that John and the rest of the investors did. I mean, went through for them to create a radio that only talk about economic and business matter. Because this is why you never been a stator. Do you know why you never been a stator as an entrepreneur? Because nobody respects you. But John and the rest of his investors created the platform where you get the respect as an entrepreneur. But at State House, anybody from elsewhere, they can go to State House and they can pitch to the president. But guess what? You, from wherever you are, from Okangwati, Tintabis, Betani, or Ludart, do you know that you never get a chance to go to State House? No matter how big you are as an entrepreneur, many of you will never get that. And I realized the disrespect that my leaders, and I'm saying and I'm repeating this, there is a high level disrespect from my leaders toward entrepreneurs. And I want to crucify them and I want to get angry, but I realized many of you guys do not understand what entrepreneurs go through. And I'm not saying this because now I know better, I have suffered as no. I deal with entrepreneurs on a daily basis. One of the things that I do on the ground is that I'm a consultant. I work with entrepreneurs. I write a proposal. I pitch for people. I provide marketing intelligence. And I go to understand. And I get to sit in rooms and seeing entrepreneurs trying to get their bread. And trying to employ. And guess what, guys? I want to repeat this. Do you know what entrepreneurs have to go through? They are convincing individuals that I am going to create jobs. You know, and let me put it differently. Namibia has a problem with unemployment, right? But when entrepreneurs go to certain individuals and certain offices to present a project that create employment, do you know what they go through? No, emails are not being responded to. When you write, they are not going to respond to you. In a certain meeting where 70% of the people we're pitching to, they walk out on their phone and they come in individually and they come, they are talking. I sat in such meetings and I sat in meetings again where we are pitching it to certain people who can empower us. And they are looking at us, do you think you can deliver that? Do you think you have, where is your experience? And I never needed a therapy in my life until this month. And I went to my friend and say, guys, being an entrepreneur is the hardest thing, especially when you are rendering services or you are creating something unique. Because Namibian people don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in themselves at all. And they will ask you the most stupid questions. And they will doubt you and they will look down on you. And I look at this lady, yo, this is what you go through, man. And one of the meeting was so harsh, was so hard, but it was one of the most beautiful meeting to me because we were beaten so hard. Like literally, we were beaten. It's like we're in a ring because these guys, they were asking difficult questions. They were grilling us. They were looking down on us. They were saying everything that I look at like, my G, like, can we walk outside? Like, you know, what do you think you are? Why do you hate me so much? You know, I go to such a level, like, why do you hate yourself so much? I'm your son and I'm standing in front of you saying that I want to do this and I'm capable and I'm willing. Yo, and when we went home, Lord, I like, yo, in a whole car, like, and we're just like, yo, man. But it was one of the most beautiful learning curves. And at the same time, I got to understand that Africans and Namibians, they don't like each other. They don't like entrepreneurs. They don't like innovators. They don't. They don't. Because they ask all these dumb questions. I'm saying this.
Man, and let me chill. Let me just relax, because yo, and I got to understand, and I got to feel the frustration among our entrepreneurs. And you look, one of the men that I hang around with is Tatene Polo. I hang around. I go to his office to use internet when I'm not coming to Kleinwinduk. And this man talk a lot about business. Gabriel, Eros, Gabriel, you know, he keeps saying that, and we can do this, and we can do this. You know, he has that passion. And for me, I'm not an entrepreneur. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy with the bigger eyes, and I can read and I can write. That is my job. But the way he's so passionate to create and to empower, I know I can relate. But I got to understand their frustration. I got to understand their frustration, because now, at this stage, I have sat in front of people who's supposed to enable. I have sat in front of bankers. You know, I know many people who listen to me, they just think maybe this guy, guys, I can tell you this, and I can say this with high level confidence, that there is no institution in Namibia that I probably have not faced. Like, who's supposed to facilitate? No, I have faced almost every institution in Namibia in term when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to proposal, when it comes to project, and when it comes to facilitating and creating an environment. I have criticized, I have spoken, I have directly even called people to say, man, this is wrong. So I want you to understand that it's not that I'm not knowledgeable, but I read and I observe the entrepreneurship space. And one thing is that I listen to all of the people who are supposed to facilitate the trade and who are supposed to facilitate entrepreneurship. And this is what I'm saying, and I keep observing that if they can just spend an hour with Tatene Polo, if they can just spend an hour with some vendors at the Greenwell, if they can just spend some time with vendors at Okuliangava, like just get to live in their day, you will get to understand. You will get to feel the pain that they are going through. And some of this pain is not self-inflicted. It's because the people who are supposed to facilitate it in Nabla, they do not understand. And many people, when I say, I don't think our leaders and many of the capable people in certain position understand what it takes to promote entrepreneurship. Because all of us are demanding for employment creation and solutions. But few of us are willing to do what need to be done to facilitate entrepreneurs and innovation. You know, it's beautiful. So today is an appreciation day for my entrepreneurs.
You know, I keep saying that many people look at the concept of development like it's like some Western people, some European people bringing them new product and bringing them new things. You know, I define a development like as a wave of enabling your people to create different solutions or to evolve according to the times and according to the resources that they have. You know, so development is not a certain individuals or certain people coming to your village to bring you something. It's your people. It's your people. It's your people using whatever they have to create solutions and to enable the progress of society. And if you see that the development that anybody talk about is coming from Europe, then that is not development. It's not the true development, because why can't development come within, you know? And if your society, if your community, if your village has no individuals or people who are enabling development in your own context, then it means you guys are not fostering and promoting entrepreneurship and innovation. It means you are failing. It means my village, it means my country is failing. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, our appreciation
for certain individuals and certain people in our community that did something, that have created something, it does not need to be hidden anymore. We should celebrate loudly, you know. You know, I'm reading an article in The Village today, and it's saying local people invested in the oil storage, you know. And look, I never felt so proud when I hear my fellow G's, you know, especially this $1 million, these new sectors, and is them moving in. You know, when people talk about the Dauras, a green hydrogen project, and I'm seeing my young brothers and my young dude are the one taking and are the one dealing it, you know, that bring joy. You know, to me, that is the type of development I want, being spearheaded by my people, you know. That is the development. So I love and I appreciate entrepreneurs. And they deserve to be appreciated and celebrated loudly. Our newspapers, our media needed to go big, you know. But I look at our media, they only go big when a Namibian or a black person did something bad, you know. But when a fellow did something like that in an entrepreneur space, especially in Namibia and Africa where things are so hard, where our leaders have lack a basic understanding and adequate knowledge of how enabling an environment to enable and to promote entrepreneurship. You know, in Namibia, most of our leaders think they will promote entrepreneurship through regulations. Look at what they're doing at BIPA. Look at what they're doing, just regulation left and right. But where are the schemes? Where are the projects to promote? You know, look at the municipalities. They're increasing water, they're increasing electricity, land is expensive. And guys, that's why it's so important. Hug an entrepreneur. Appreciate them. From that one who's standing in front of your house, able to sell tomatoes and onion to you, to the other one, to the taxi guy, to the other one who's building a mall, to the other one who's investing in oil. They are all our entrepreneurs. And they are creating. They are manufacturing. They are distributing. They are innovating. They are creating conveniency, you know. I'm reading that our Minister of Health is no more going to save information in, what is it? Is it called now analog? Which one is analog now? Like, they are no more going to save the information in physical, you know, books. They are now going to use digital things. You know, I just hope it's a Namibian, because that is what entrepreneurs do. You know, during COVID-19, we were tracing people on foot, we're using the police. And our local guys came through to say, we can trace people using technology. And our policemaker said, no, we are going to use the police. So do you know how difficult it is to be an entrepreneur in Namibia? Because our leaders and people in the front don't believe in us. Because they never understood that we can lead the development. We can lead in development, in creation, in innovation. So we should appreciate and give thanks and celebrate our fellow dudes and fellow women who are making things happen. Any black-owned enterprise that they have survived even more than 2 years or 3 years and is growing, we should celebrate them. We should celebrate them. Because under the colonial government, blacks were not all allowed to own businesses. They were not allowed to own assets. They were not allowed to do this thing. So now look at how we were neglected, disempowered. And I know I went in a certain room and we were told not to use the word black because everyone is not a Namibian. But the truth is, in the colonial time, blacks were not allowed to flourish. So meaning we have no historical achievement in entrepreneurship. Not at all. I'm not the guy who's gonna say that the Aupa in Dongo. No, I'm not that guy. No. I'm not that guy. No. No, I'm not that guy. I'm a different guy. I look at different entrepreneurs. I live certain entrepreneurs. But the fact is, during colonial government, we were not allowed to do this thing. So it means that we didn't have enough knowledge or learning curve for us to benchmark from. So when you see one of us from Zambezi, from wherever, building something big, we should celebrate and embrace each other. Go spend the money. Go spend the time. Order with them. Go eat at their places. That is how you celebrate and rejoice and appreciate them. Beautiful people. Welcome to Business and Economic segment, man. We gotta appreciate our people because they're going through hell. You know, entrepreneur is entrepreneurs versus municipality. It's entrepreneurs versus parliamentarian. It's entrepreneurs versus trade facilitators. It's like we are at war, bro. Like, you know, it doesn't make sense. It's like we are at war with ourselves. And yes, we need to understand. We need to understand. We need to understand that there won't be any entrepreneurship endeavors. I know many of my leaders are asking, like, yeah, go do what? Go create work for yourself. There won't be any entrepreneurship in a country if the enablers do not believe in the Namibian ability to create and to innovate and to solve problems. There won't be any. So let me make this categorically clear. There won't be any entrepreneur or entrepreneurship will not flourish or people will not participate if we continue to disregard them and not believe in them. Because when entrepreneurs are entering rooms and they are pitching and they are filling in the bidding documents, we are ridiculing them or whatever we are doing. We are looking down on them. We are not supporting them. You know. And then we go give a speech. Yes, Namibia is ranked in what and what. No, colleagues. There won't be entrepreneurship if the enablers don't wake up. Who are the enablers? The bankers, the financiers, the asset managers, the consumers and the policymakers. That group of colleagues and the trade facilitators and the technocrats in the government and in regulatory institutions. You are the enablers. You are the enablers. You are the irrigation system that is watering the entrepreneurs every day. It's you. And if you don't irrigate them, if you keep putting all these radicals and, I don't know, things above them, they will never grow, no matter how much you preach and you demand for them to create solution. We have to. And I did like 5 presentations in the last month. I met big people and beautiful people and good people. And all of them, they asked us the same question. So what have you done? Like, I mean, like, what is your experience? What did you do this to before? And we be like, you're trying to be nice and smile, like, you are going to be our first client. you know, you are going to be our first client. Then they look like, so serious? I'm like, yes, it starts with you. Because we are late. We are not allowed to do this thing. South Africa took over. We were never got the chance to do this thing. So we are coming now. We are domesticating the services. That is it. That is what we are doing. So don't look at me like that. You are going to be our first client. You know? So that has been our motto all over. And as stubborn as I am, as short-tempered as I am, I got to learn, bro. Like, I got to learn. Because when people ask her, like, then what is your experience? Yo, I get angry. I get mad. But I've looked at her 2 times and 3 times, her doing her thing. So I had to learn. I have to step aside. I have to watch her. So she smiled and said, you are going to be our first client. But you are showing your capability. Look, this is the funniest thing I'm learning. How come when I'm an employee with 5 years, I'm able to get a job? But if I get to use my employee experience and start a company, you want to ask my company experience? Man, colleagues, enablers, bankers, financiers, asset managers and procurement managers. Come on. We need you here. Let us appreciate our entrepreneurs, the risk takers, the people who are doing the great work, the people who are meeting our mandate and our social development agendas. It's not a politician, it's not a government, it's entrepreneurs. Government only spend money. Government only spend money. And if we are not giving opportunities to these entrepreneurs to grow and to flourish, we will be procuring consultative services from outside. We will, like what we are doing now. Just to write a certain report, we are going to South Africa. Just to do a certain assessment, we are going to Germany. Man, that is just embarrassing. But that young man was in your office saying, I'm a geologist and I am an ESG now expert. I did the climate. I did some finance, development finance. I'm able to do that ESG assessment. You look at them like, nah, you have no experience. Beautiful people. One way to appreciate our entrepreneurs is to give them a chance. Is to put them in a guided environment and guide them to that destination so they can acquire the necessary skills. It will take a village, guys, for us to build whatever we want to village to build. So beautiful people, welcome to the business and economic segment. It's an appreciation random day for entrepreneurs and all those that are appreciating and enabling entrepreneurs to flourish in Namibia. I appreciate you. Because if you open a door for me to come and present, I appreciate you. Whether you are going to say no or to say yes, the fact that you paid attention, you are not even in your phone and you are asking questions, and you were critical on me, man, that means you were interested in what I was tabling to you. I appreciate you. Thank you for opening the door. Thank you for reserving that consultative room and meeting room in your office. And you reserved it for us, and you reserved it for them. Those Namibian kids, those Namibian adults, the ladies and tatties that are coming. Thank you. For those that appreciated our beads, and they have opened it, and they have assessed it. And it's not because I did not write my name well like it is in an ID, you know. You know, we are being disqualified because my name is not written well, you know. I wrote Nino Meno with double I, and in ID it's just with one I. And I get disqualified. For those that are giving me grace and assess my bid in terms of my capacity and what I presented to them. Thank you so much to the enablers. Thank you. Thank you. There won't be entrepreneurs in Namibia if it was not for you. So, and I hope many of us get to understand, get to get the picture that we will not build an economy without entrepreneurs. There is no economy without entrepreneurs. And I want to say what I said at the beginning, that government institutions don't create the solutions. They consume solutions. They consume solutions. So who is solving problem? It is the entrepreneurs. So hug them, salute them, appreciate them. And yes, if you are sitting with one right now and it does not have money, or is struggling with cash flow, please buy him a beer, which is made in Namibia. Please don't come here that I support alcohol. No, I'm just supporting what Namibia is making. Okay, cool. Buy them then Pasta Polana. Buy them Oshifima. Buy them Kapana. Eh? Buy them Oshikundu, please. Buy them Omtete. Anything we just made in Namibia, please. Appreciate entrepreneurs. Give them whatever is made in Namibia. Because when you do that, you're spending money on Namibian entrepreneurs. So we got to appreciate them. We got to show them love. Because these people are going through a lot. Because these... my last person that I worked with taught me a bigger lesson. I know I have done a lot of work with entrepreneurs, but this last one got me so emotional. And the fact that she keep coming back to me to say, let's go do this, let's go present. I have a good feeling about this one. I have a good feeling about this one. Let's go. Come, let's go. You know, and it's so beautiful. Like, I look at her like, yo, man, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you so much. Because it's not only because you believe in me to be part of this, to hire me every day, give me my $50 and say, come, let's go present. I believe in this.
It's just so, it's awesome, man. It's like a love language what entrepreneurs have. The way they believe in their vision and in their product and their service and their solution, it's amazing. And the fact that they get it, there's so much bullying, especially from people from government. I want to say a bad word from people in government. Guys, you guys are jacks. Like literally, why are you people so arrogant? People in government offices and government institutions, you guys are so arrogant to entrepreneurs. And I'm saying this because I sat in front of you. Why are you so arrogant? Why are you so mean to entrepreneurs? Man, you guys who don't respond to emails, you guys who don't even give them water, you guys who don't even ask questions, you ask dumb questions, you look down on them. Man, why are people in government institutions so rude? Why are they so mean? Why are they so arrogant? Why do you hate entrepreneurs so much? You know, and you guys are educated. You find a person who's an accountant. And this person come out, he did business administration. And this come out, he did marketing. These people are so rude. They are not accommodating. They are not willing to teach. They are not willing to guide. And I get to understand why most of all our big tenders are given to foreigners, not to Namibian. Because people in government institutions, guys, they are the worst. These people are so cruel. You leave their office crying. And I have gone there with entrepreneurs. And I never wanna pitch it to a government institution, no. Because they are the worst. But when you go to a private institution, I know they are not going to take you, but the hospitality they give, you know, the hospitality they give, they even give you water, they even, you know, like, they just appreciate. And it's so really, really good to see such, because entrepreneurs need a lot of emotional support. I'm going to say that. Entrepreneurs need a lot of psychological support, because what they go through, the rejection. Like, imagine in all my 10 proposals for a whole month, none of them were, like, accepted. And I go to bed, I'm just like, yeah, ne? And you know, and people invite you to a certain outing to chill, you know, to chill and like, come on, yeah, Kanjengo, you're usually the vibe. Guys, you know, I did something for somebody, like 10 of them, and none of them were accepted. So that thing will take a toll on you. Like, I do not know how entrepreneurs handle this. And especially when they deal with people from government who do not even respond to email, they do not pick up their phones. So, and it's why I say it's an appreciation day. And this appreciation day is coming from the fact that I stood in certain places where I have looked and I've seen what the entrepreneur get to be treated. And I do not appreciate it. I do not appreciate it. That's why I'm saying, yeah, I've realized that, guys, we don't say that, but that's what I'm saying, you know. Yeah, this is weird, like, you know, it's just so cool. But yeah, anyway, and I appreciate entrepreneurs of what they go through and what they do every day, because I can't do it. I've looked at one of my friend, Nomen Ndewiyeka, building a printing company. You know, I never even told him this. I've watched this guy, like, we are the same age. He's even younger than me, I think. I've watched him building a printing company, just printing papers. And for him now to be having machines and printing, you know, all these. And one person will say, no, you guys are having it easy. I've watched this guy building that company from scratch, you know. And for Ndewiyeka to be that big now, having big tenders, I get emotional, just like, man, looking at what you have gone through as a young man, gaining trust, is so beautiful. And that's why I appreciate entrepreneurs. I truly, truly appreciate what you guys do. And this is something that even me and my boss, every day, whatever I do, I get to appreciate that whatever I did to build Eagle FM to the level where it is, knowing what a fellow Namibian can do to you when they see you going up, is an emotional journey, because you get rejection.
left and right from your fellows. And something he keep telling me is that the people who are in charge of marketing department now in Namibia are your age. And sometimes I just want to tell them that, you know, these are the same people. They were destroying you when you were building. Don't think they have changed. Even now, when we propose to different people to say, I want to do this for you. And because I believe in value. I'm a person who believes in value creation. When I'm coming to you, I'm not just saying, say, give me your money. No, I'm saying this is what I can deliver. I do my assessment. I look around your building and I say, this is what a value I can add. And these people, they do not respond. So, and this is where now I say, when you are at the marketing department also, you become an entrepreneur. Because you keep knocking down on doors of people selling the value. And people don't respond. People don't reply. People ask all the bad questions. People don't guide. People have no time to listen. And with that learning curve, I got to appreciate entrepreneurs. And I get to say, guys, I can't live without you. You know, this statement, we only used to use it when we were proposing girls back then. For those who propose boys, I can't relate. I'm referring to those who propose girls. I can't relate, I'm sorry. So we used to say that statement that I can't live without you and they want to break up with us. And I'll say the same thing. Entrepreneurs, I don't think Namibia can live without you and Namibia can go forward without you. And myself as a village champion, I need cooking oil. We used to walk long distances to go get water. We used to go charge our cell phones so far. But an entrepreneur in Onandova next to Okwalondo brought a market. They brought a transformer. Now we are no more walking long distances. And I get to appreciate this dude because of what he did and what he brought for the people. It will get me emotional, the fact that from Okova to Onandova to Okwalondo, all of us now, you know, we get to be there, you know, like, no more long distances. And because of Ndafediva, what he did, bring us a transformer. And as I learn, as I get to understand that entrepreneurs are the most important people. And we have to appreciate them. We have to give them their flowers while they are alive. While they're alive and just say, man, thank you for that product. Thank you for that services. Thank you for establishing. Thank you for employing 3 people. Thank you for consuming electricity because you are paying for it. They are doing so much. They are doing so much and we don't get to appreciate them. We don't get to appreciate them and say that what you guys are doing is what Namibia need. And we can do better if the enablers, if the economic facilitators can come on board and just support you to the level what you need, is something that we need to talk about, man. Yeah, and at a personal level, and also on behalf of Eagle FM, which also started from from the ground, whatever Walenga and his colleagues went through. Yeah, if you meet the old man, I know he's now getting old because your being an entrepreneur must be hard. Give the man a hug or buy him whatever he's eating, man, because they have built something that employ people. And we are here now because they made something happen. And you know, it looked like so simple. But just looking at this dude creating a media company, like, you know, none of the media company in Namibia are black owned or Namibia, you know, and the only one is government owned and he never made a profit and he keep being with pumping money on them. But he created something and he's still here. Like, you know, it's so beautiful. Like, it's such a beautiful story. Not only for him, but for you selling your tomatoes for there. And you are able to buy a stock on yourself. You are able to put up now a tax shop. You know, you starting whatever you have started and now is growing and you have 2 people. You have 3 people. Dude, man, in literature or in books writing, because the most consumed books are the one about love. And it is a very beautiful love story. Guys, entrepreneurship is one of the most beautiful love stories. Because if you listen to what these people went through to fight for their idea, to develop from idea to ideation, to concept, to prototype, and to delivering services, it's one of the most beautiful stories. And Namibia needed to appreciate them. And NABLAS and policymakers need to appreciate them and create a conducive environment. And me and you as consumers, me and you as employees working for them, I think we need to deliver, bro. Because once you understand that the company that you work for, especially if it's not from South Africa, it means somebody built it, bro. And they went through hell. Because in Namibia, we don't like entrepreneurs. And we do what we need to do to destroy them. So if you are working for any Namibian, build the company, bro. Please appreciate what they went, because they went through hell. And I want to say thank you to all entrepreneurs for what you go through every day to create whatever you have created. And I also want to say thank you to those that are opening their doors to empower and train and capacitate and recommend and give tenders to Namibian. You are the true heroes. No economic building will happen if it was not you. Trade facilitators, policymakers, bankers, asset managers, and all of that, and investors or angel investors and all those that are willing to give capital to entrepreneurs or gave capital to entrepreneurs, who train them and who also been patient to say, bro, I'll pay next month. Please, municipality, don't cut off my water, I'll pay. All those that were there and listened to entrepreneurs and gave them economic grace, I also appreciate you and continue, because if you continue to give them economic grace, they will grow, they will expand, they will innovate, and they will solve our problems. So with that, colleagues, it was an appreciation day from Eagle FM. Through the business and economic segment, through me, even though I'm not the best person, but I got to use my experience and whatever I've seen to say thank you to all the entrepreneurs and keep doing whatever you are doing, because, bro, we need jobs, we need consultant gigs, we need all those tenders from you when you grow. So with that, Uncle Fly and Tatuna Nalvanda, I think they are with one of, or so with one of the best artists. Yeah, I'm a Stunner fan. I love Stunner. I love Stunner work. I love your work, bro. And for him also to have what he has, you know, and to come in the studio today to be able to teach us whatever he's going to teach us, I appreciate that, because I'm his fan. And to Uncle Fly and to Tatuna Nalvanda who are coming next, thank you, colleagues, and take over. And let us keep the conversation going. And Eagle FM is here, the villager, through our platform. Catch the podcast. We are facilitating an economic conversation. If you are not learning, man, don't blame anybody, bro. And with that, have a very good night.